the things that we love. May this uncertainty help us to live each day well and to the full, so that at the end of our days, we too may be prepared to enter into the mystery of life beyond. These things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd invite Marcy to come forward, please, to read our scripture.
Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing the things that you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you.
Thanks to Marcia for reading a part of this letter from Paul to the people in Philippi. And I'd like to focus on it just for a couple of minutes for two reasons. First, because of the content of the letter to Paul's friends in a place called Philippi. And secondly, because they became the personal mantra of Kathleen William Dawes, who we honor this day. Remember that the Apostle Paul did not have an easy life. He was regularly beaten and thrown into prison. Some of his best friends turned against him and became his enemies. And when Paul wrote this particular letter, he'd been in jail for about 2 years. He was charged with doing things he hadn't done. He had little chance of ever going free again, and he knew that. When I think about Paul and all that he experienced, I find the joy and peace that overflow from this letter just simply astounding. After all, he had so many reasons to be angry and bitter. And I wonder how did he manage to remain so joyful? I think one of the reasons can be found in what he tells the Philippians. Listen to some of those words. Finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence and if there's anything worthy of praise, ponder these things. Simple words, and yet they're rock solid words. These words form the basis of faith. Kathleen Dawes. They were her personal motto or creed, and as we've heard and seen today, her life was an example of excellence in all that she did. Your mum, grandmum, sister, friend spent much of her life serving God and supporting her husband in ministry for over 40 years. She did this faithfully, and she did it well. Perhaps the only thing she did for herself was found in music. And although I never heard her sing, I understand that she had a marvelous voice. Music lives on in this family, in so many ways. And I think we want to thank Mum and thank God for these gifts and for the way that we're able to honour her memory and celebrate her life in music this morning. I invite you all to try a little experiment in the coming weeks and months. Think about what you're filling your mind with at the present time. Think about what's pouring into your head in television and radio and some of the things you're reading and seeing. And then think on these words. Finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, and if there's anything worthy of praise, ponder these things. You don't need me to tell you what those words mean, because you already know. You've seen these words in action in the life of Kathleen Lillian Dawes. A friend tells the story of a young couple. They have a baby who claps her hands most times every time. Put breakfast cereal in front of her and she claps her hands. Sit her in a circle of toys and she'll break into applause. Her parents took her to the seashore to watch the waves roll in, and guess what? She started clapping right away. Are the baby's parents concerned? We only worry, they say, that someday she'll stop. Well, your mum never did stop clapping her hands, singing for joy, and David told me about the enjoyment that she received as he played the old hymns and the old tunes for her in Helen Henderson Centre, and the foot tapping that went along with that. We're forgetful, and we need reminding. This noisy world drowned out the sound of what little hand clapping and foot tapping there really is. The noise in our heads shuts out God's good words, and we forget how to clap our hands. Finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honourable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, and if there's anything worthy of praise, ponder these things. And after you think about them, first give thanks that such characteristics exist in the world, and today give thanks that you have known and love the woman who put these words into action every day of her life. Through our faith, we believe that because of his witness to all these gifts of the Spirit, those in power sought to silence Jesus. He was crucified, dead, and buried. But death was not the last word. In the resurrection of Jesus, God overcomes death. And so God raised Jesus from death, turning sorrow into joy, despair into hope. And in all that we have done this day, we have been lifting up and singing of Jesus Christ raised from the dead. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. And so we're bold to say, with generations of faithful people, including Kathleen Lillian Dawes, in the Hebrew word Dayenu, it is enough. Let's give thanks to God as we come to another song in our service. We're going to sing hymn number 658, O Love That Will Not Let Me Go. He said,
We praise you for the gift of her life, for her generosity and kindness, for her ministry and music, for the love she gave and received, for all that lives on through those who knew her and loved her. Comforting and caring God, we pray for Kathleen's family and friends, for all those who grieve this loss the most. May they know the comfort of your loving presence with them at this time. Grant to us a vision of your purpose in our life and work, that we may bear witness to the hope that we find in Jesus Christ, in love, in death, and in love beyond death.
Thanks, Linda, for that. And we continue as we play the Lord's Prayer together. Let us pray. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Now Andrew and Chris will play us the Election from the Messiah.
Thank you.
please stand. After the journey, receive the blessing of God, the source of love, the blessing of Christ, the love incarnate, and the blessing of the Holy Spirit, love power.